Is human government hopelessly broken? There are evidences of that.
You do not run and hide when you're not guilty. You don't cover the windows when you're not doing anything corrupt. You don't bring secret boxes in the middle of the night to voting booths and little radio flyer wagons if everything's above boards. It's clearly corrupt to the core.
Welcome to Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell, Radio for the Remnant, brought to you by Olive Tree Ministries. Today, Jan spends the hour with Curtis Bowers, producer of the award-winning Agenda DVD. Is the debacle of our 2020 election a product of the communist agenda to take down America? Jan and Curtis spend the hour looking at this scenario. Here is today's programming.
It's so serious, and we have to win this fight. We can't give up. If they try to turn it in Biden's favor, I don't know what's next, but we need to all show up in Washington, D.C. if necessary, or 10, 20 million people come. We need to do whatever necessary, because if we lose this fight, unlike in years gone by where it just continued to get worse, I think truly it could be game over, because they will rush us in over those 4 years into so much world control, world treaties, world things that we can't get out of without just having a civil unrest and bloodshed and violence. So we need to do everything we can right now to stand for this, because we have to win, because it is just and right and true. The day you don't have a fair election and you allow it to go forward with no one being thrown in jail or the election being overturned is the day you're done. Obviously, if this election stands, do you think we will ever have another fair election? Of course not.
Welcome to the program. And yes, we have a serious hour ahead of us. We have carried Curtis Bowers' DVD set agenda for several years. In it, Curtis documents how the Marxist plan to take down America has been in progress for the last 100 years. When our 2020 election has been obviously heading in a strange and even a troubling direction here throughout November, I contacted Curtis and asked him to come on air for the hour to talk about this specific scenario. Was the 2020 election the culmination of the Marxist 100-year strategy to take over America? And will they now be successful? You know, the Bible says we have global government coming. How does the Marxist plan and the globalist plan, how do they tie together? We're going to talk about that here and a number of other things for the hour. Curtis Bowers, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Jim, for having me on. I appreciate it.
We are in extremely serious times. We'll say more about some of the things you're doing online here, but you say, quite bluntly, we are in a revolution. There are key players behind the chaos, and I want you to talk about them. And you say that this is a revolution that is top-down, not bottom-up, not grassroots. Why don't you explain what a top-down revolution is?
It's a revolution unlike the way most revolutions are, or the way most revolutions are portrayed. The people rising up against something, and it's a grassroots thing. A top-down revolution is when it's being orchestrated from above, when the key players or the big organizations or the top leaders, that's where it's coming from, and that's what's going on in America. As I've studied this, it's crystal clear. That's who's organizing the groups and the social media outlets and the
right.
Big business. So it's all coordinating together from the top down, because they are thinking, if we can pull this thing off, I think we've got the whole thing.
You call it, Curtis, an engineered coup.
That's right. This was planned. There's been voter fraud for many, many election cycles
right.
at one level or another. But with the conditions of this year, the COVID and the fear of that, they were able to push things they've always wanted to push, like mail-in ballots to everyone, because they're very easy to taint and very easy to capture and use fraudulently. So that's why they were pushing those things. And normally we've never allowed those things because, no, that doesn't make sense. You have all these ballots out there and we don't know for sure who they're coming in from. It was just like the perfect storm for them. And they created that perfect storm so that they would be able to do this, because they knew one thing above all else, they could not have 4 more years of
right.
Trump.
And I want to talk about that in just a minute here. You identify a lot of, this is a term by Marx and Stalin and Lenin, useful idiots, not my term. They call those that cooperate with the rabble-rousers useful idiots. The media, Democratic mayors and governors that are under DNC control, You cited to me the refusing to uphold law and order so that the revolution can keep growing. If they'd enforce some things, it would simply die off if we had law and order, but it's not enforced. You talked to me about billions and billions of dollars going to Black Lives Matter from big business, big tech, who seems to be controlling almost everything. These are some of the useful idiots. Why don't you embellish that a little bit?
Well, yes. A revolution in America to be successful has to be orchestrated from the top down. Here's why. Because we have laws to uphold and we have law and order as the foundation of our country. So there has to be cooperation from above to stop law and order from being upheld to allow the revolution to continue. In your town there, Minneapolis, yes. If the day those riots broke out, if they were arrested and made a showing, hey, we're for law and order here, that thing would have snuffed out in one day and that would have been the end of it. It wouldn't have swept anywhere, wouldn't have done anything. But the Democratic leaders, the mayors and the governors saw this as an opportunity and they got their orders from the top down. The Democratic National Committee is, I believe, the main puppet in this revolution. There's other globalist elites that are behind them, but they are the main dictators of this is what we're doing. So they told their media, which they control, and everyone knows that it's always from their party line. Every time they told the media, this is what we're doing. Make this out to be just. Make it out to be these are freedom-loving people that are just fed up with the corruption. Then the Democratic mayors and governors said, okay, we'll refuse to uphold law and order so this thing will grow. When law and order is not being upheld, those that love lawlessness join right in immediately.
And if I could throw in not just lawlessness, but hatred, I want to play just a clip here. It's Jennifer Rubin. She's talking about how the Republican Party, conservatives, Christians, they need to be burned down.
What we should be doing is shunning these people. Shaming these people is a statement of moral indignation that these people are not fit for polite society. It's not only that Trump has to lose, but that all his enablers have to lose. We have to collectively, in essence, burn down the Republican Party. We have to level them because if there are survivors, if there are people who weather this storm, they will do it again.
I believe she's a Washington Post columnist, Curtis, but the sentiment in her comments are startling here in America, land of the free, home of the brave.
Exactly. And that's revolutionary talk.
That is.
You're talking of violence, burning down the Republican Party, castigating anyone that didn't agree with you. That's totalitarian. That's not America.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the old Democrats versus Republicans, polite society. And that's what we need to understand from the top down. Those are people at the top of some of these different things, like the news media. They are pushing a revolution. Big business is funding, like you said, Black Lives Matter, but they're also funding all the Democratic candidates at all the different levels. If you look at the funding this year, this election cycle, nationwide, there was $14 billion spent on elections. The Democrats spent 10 times more money than the Republicans did. And it all came from big business, big tech. So they're funding these candidates that are radical to get them into office. And then we have a Department of Justice that has refused to uphold law and order. They were the ones coming after our own president for the first several years of his office.
Yes, corrupt Department of Justice. That is very troubling. Curtis, I'm going to your Agenda DVD series. We carry it. It's in my online store, folks. In that DVD series, everybody learned how they have taught our kids to hate America. That is what is so stunning. They've done it so effectively and so convincingly. They've turned out a couple of generations of kids that are willing to burn the country down.
Exactly. It's shocking to us, but we have to remember the old saying, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. They knew that. That's why they've been after our children and grandchildren for 50 plus years, because they know once you raise the children, then you've got the troops on your side. The reality, it's hard for us all to face this, but who is burning down our buildings? Who is destroying our cities? It's our children. They're being orchestrated by these Marxist groups and enticed and organized, but that's the reality of it. This wouldn't have lasted 5 seconds as it didn't in the 60s and 70s when they tried to get a revolution going. All they could stir up was just a handful of college radicals, and then it died out because the kids still loved America.
I learned a lot from your Agenda Weekly productions. Right now, some of them are online and at no cost, but I think you're going to move them to your website, agendaweekly.com, pretty soon. Folks, these are so informative and cutting edge. I want to play just a real short clip of Curtis and come back and talk about it.
Curtis, I know you've been studying this for a very long time. Can you talk about how that was one of the key communist goals to take control of one or both political parties and how successful they've been?
It has been one of their goals for a long, long time, since the 30s and since that day. But even in the 50s list of goals from the communists, the 45 current communist goals, goal 15, capture one or both of the political parties in the U.S. It's an age-old strategy, but they've done it. And that's what Americans need to understand. That's what Democrats need to understand. This party is not going to march you toward the utopia you think they are. They're going to march you toward the same utopia that Stalin marched his people toward, and Castro and Mao and all the other communist dictators. That's where we're heading with this and nowhere else.
Just as one more piece of proof, all we have to do is look at the 20-something people who ran for the Democratic nomination. You have people like Pete Buttigieg. His father was a Marxist. His father was a disciple of Antonio Gramsci. Bernie Sanders, an avowed socialist, and we could go on and on.
That's right. And he's avowed democratic socialist, which they've tried to act like that's a better branch of socialism. It's like a compromise. It's kind of between capitalism and socialism. And it's not. It's between socialism and communism. It's the further extreme. It's Marxist socialism. And so it is just, again, on the road, like Lenin said, socialism is the road to communism.
You're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell. I have on the line Curtis Bowers. Many of you are familiar with Curtis, have his products, and I'm drawing some clips primarily from his Agenda Weekly. Curtis, let's go to this clip I just played. This leftist agenda, it is shocking. It's been going on here for almost 100 years. I appreciated what you said here because Democrats need to understand that what's happening is not going to march them to utopia. It's going to take them where Stalin and Mao went.
That's right. It's a sobering thought in America. Yes. When you only have two political parties and one of them literally has been taken over by the communists. A word we're not even supposed to say.
Mm-hmm.
That is who has taken them over. That is why they're for everything that is anti-American. They would never want to put America first. They would never want to make America great again because their goal is to remove America from the world scene. It's sobering, but it's a fact. Once you realize that, this isn't about a little voting thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the destruction of America. That's our two choices. It's amazing that we're at that point because these goals back when they were written in the 40s and 50s mm-hmm. seemed radical for our country, but they all are being checked off.
And you said to me the fact that we were doing so well under President Trump was a catastrophe to the left, that went against the plan because we can't have prosperity. We can't have peace. The DNC doesn't want people to do well. They want the discontented masses. Trump and his prosperity was a disaster to the left, and that is why they're fighting tooth and nail, not just fighting, but acting with utmost corruption to swing this election.
Right, because all they have to sell the Democratic Party, even in the debates, did they have an agenda of, hey, this is how we're going to make America?
No.
Bad. No. All it was is selling misery, discontent, as if they're the only solution to the problem. The thing people have to wake up and realize is everything they're doing is making the problem worse because that's how they get more power. That's all this is about. It's just a totally flip over things. Yeah, they don't want to make things better because when Trump, the first 3 years, when the economy started to boom
mm-hmm.
and all the minorities were working and everyone was happy, you can't sell a revolution to those type of people because they're happy. They're thankful
That's right.
To be in a country like that. So you have to create the chaos so that then you have something to sell them. When America is booming, the Democrats have nothing to sell us.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that, so they always work toward causing problems or making problems up that don't even exist.
Let's talk for a few minutes, Curtis, about the software. I don't think glitch is a proper word. When absolutely every ballot goes only one way, it's not a glitch. That would be some of the Dominion software. There are other computer systems involved as well. Interesting, and you made me aware that Pelosi, Clinton, Feinstein families are all benefiting from this Dominion computer outfit. They even gave $50 million to the Clinton Foundation. We got incestuous things going on here, only one way with the Democrat Party.
Exactly. When you have the company that makes the machines to count the votes giving donations to one party's candidates, you've got a problem there, obviously. the more you pull back the curtain and dig in, you realize this thing is corrupt to the core. Mm-hmm. The whole thing Trump brought to the fore, like, it's the deep state. It's the entire system behind the system that is rotten to the core and has been for decades. They're becoming so aggressive because in their pride think they've got it. They're coming out of the closet to do things that we can even notice. But they've been doing these type of things behind the scenes for decades. I am just hoping and praying they're able to root out some of this voter fraud with some of the great attorneys they have.
We are certainly pushing back.
Oh, it's so wonderful. It's so encouraging. People be encouraged. We've got a battle on our hands, but we're fighting because we have a fighter for a president for a change instead of the typical Republican that, okay, congratulations, Mr. Biden. Everyone remembers the night of the election. They said, we're going to stop counting the votes. Now, a lot of people might go, okay, maybe they needed a break for a minute. Well, first of all, that's never happened before in America. But it has happened in many third world countries that are corrupt and have Marxist dictatorships. And here's why they do that. They realize, we don't have enough votes. They noticed the Trump votes were just going up and up, and even the swing states. So they stop. So that gives them more time to gather more votes and fraudulently manufacture more votes. It's a time thing. But then a second key thing, a lot of those places now, it's reported, the poll workers went home then because they said they're going to stop counting. So a lot of the poll workers left because, okay, well, I'll come back tomorrow when you start counting again. Then they were able to count votes with no poll workers there, or some of the ones where they were there, they'd kicked them out and they wouldn't let them watch. No, we're not counting right now. But of course, they put sheets up on the windows and things so they could keep counting. It was just as corrupt as any little two-bit third world dictatorship country and what they were doing. And they thought we were just going to lay down and roll over like we always do. But we happen to have a commander in chief that is a fighter and will not allow the most precious thing we have to be violated like it has been, our right to vote for who will represent us.
But the party line, of course, now this is after a few weeks here since obviously the November 3rd election, the party line is simply Trump is trying to steal the election back, which is anything but true. He's trying to stand up for serious elections instead of fraudulent elections on behalf of any elections we have in the future, which are going to all be compromised if we let this go.
And that's a key strategy, too. The polls were off ahead of time for many different reasons, but one of the key ones is it would legitimize their fraud when it happened. Because when we said, oh, there was voter fraud, they could say, no, all the polls told us months ago Biden was going to win in a landslide. So it does that. Also, the fact that even though there's all this evidence that there was voter fraud, the reason they're not interested in that story is because in case Trump and his lawyers can bring the truth out and he then is given the presidency again, they will have so much fuel for their revolution with all the discontented masses that think it was fraudulent because they never heard anything about voter fraud and stuff. They just heard Trump's not going to concede the election and Trump's not leaving the White House and Trump's a dictator. And Trump's a fascist. So that's a key strategy, too. Everything they do is purposeful. I'll just let you know, people, I've been studying the left for 40 years, and they are so purposeful. And they set up every situation to be win-win. They've been setting up for this year. Okay, if we can get Biden in with our fraudulent votes, we win because we'll be able to push the world agenda rapidly and change America forever. But just in case our plans fail, we need to have Plan B. Well, Plan B will be that if Trump is elected, we're going to have orchestrated things to make it look like he was being fraudulent, even though that's what we're doing. It's going to look like he was fraudulent, so then we will be able to use that fuel to get the masses to rise up and burn this country down once and for all, because they'll truly believe this guy wouldn't leave the White House, even though he lost in a landslide, because they don't tell the other side of the story. So they're always prepared for both outcomes because they never want to lose. They want to win if what they want happens happen and win if it doesn't happen that way. And that's why we've been losing so much for the last 50, 60 years because we had strategists and geniuses of deceit against us. And we've been thinking everyone is well-meaning and well-intentioned.
Well, I don't know how well-intentioned Kamala Harris is. And you apprised me that she's a follower of Mao Zedong. Let's just play a clip. And this is Harris announcing her Marxism. This came through in one of your presentations online. And then, Curtis, I want to come back and have you explain what we heard.
So there's a big difference between equality and equity. Equality suggests, everyone should get the same amount.
The problem with that, not everybody's starting out from the same place. So if we're all getting the same amount, but you started out back there and I started out over here, we could get the same amount, but you're still gonna be that far behind me.
It's about giving people the resources and the support they need so that everyone can be on equal footing and then compete on equal footing. Equitable treatment means we all end up at the same place.
Explain to my audience how she is expressing her Marxism there.
Yes, very strategically and deceitfully. She's talking about equality and equity. Sounds like, oh, those are both wonderful mm-hmm. terms. Mm-hmm. But she defines equality is where everyone gets a fair share of everything. So that's socialism, where everyone gets an mm-hmm. equal share of everything. But she said, no, we're not for that. We're not for socialism because there still might be some discrepancies in the culture because some people start out ahead. That's not fair. We want equity. And then she defines clearly in her own video what equity is. Equity is everyone ending up in the same place. The only way everyone can end up in the same place is under a totalitarian communist regime. The only country in world history where everyone was in the exact same place was the Soviet Union. It was North Korea. You have to strip everything away from everyone so everyone's at the very bottom. And anyone that tries to climb up because they're motivated or they have talents, they're pulled down immediately because everyone's got to be in the same place. So it has to be totalitarian, what she wants, and it has to be communistic where no one owns anything because that's the only way to keep it equal. If no one owns anything, then we're all equal down here. And no one is free to do anything except what we tell them, then everyone is okay. equal down here. It's a communist society that she, in her own video, is clamoring for. And it is deadly.
And where do you feel Joe Biden fits in that scenario? Because I don't think we've perceived him to be a Marxist, certainly an ultimate liberal, but perhaps not a communist. So how does he fit into this picture?
He is one of the useful idiots because he's a politician. Mm-hmm. And he is only there, and he's only been there for 47 years, to benefit himself.
Right.
So he will blow with the tides in either direction if he needed to. Some, he's a liberal mindset person, so he's not going conservative at all. But if they're saying, hey, this is the new thing, equity or socialism, then he'll, okay, great. He wants to be in power. He wants to have position. He wants to get all the things that come with those positions, the money, the fraud from his family that mm-hmm. we know about,
right.
all those things. So that's who he is. And those are the most deadly of all because they will go with the movement wherever it goes, even if that's not where they prefer to go, because their goal was just to be president.
Here's where I'd like to go for the second half of the program. I want to continue with our discussion here, but I want to go down a pathway talking a little bit about the World Economic Forum. Frankly, if I can be blunt, I think that the Antichrist is going to come out center stage from the World Economic Forum. I don't know when. I wouldn't want to put a date on that. I think it could be soon. They're having their big meeting in June of 2021. They moved it from January to June, perhaps because of some of this election chaos and all. But I do want to delve into the World Economic Forum for at least a few minutes. The Great Reset. What in the world is the Great Reset? Folks, you know we've talked about that on this program numerous times here, spring, summer, fall of 2020, because it's on the horizon. It would be a new way of doing life, to be honest. I'm not sure the church is even going to be here when it happens. That's kind of up for discussion and debate. But we'll get to that in just a moment when I come back. Don't go away.
We love friendly feedback. Write us through our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. We get our mail when you write to Jan Markell and Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. In an age of fake news and false teaching, thank you for trusting Understanding the Times Radio. More in a moment. We are carrying a new book in the Terry James trilogy. It is titled Lawless, End Times War Against the Spirit of Antichrist. It features 17 authors, including Jan Markell. Lawlessness has raised its satanically inspired head for all to see. Today, chaos and turmoil inflame the world. Geopolitical and societal upheaval rips at the heart of America and the world. Much of humanity is in a state of growing rage. This is stage setting for the rise of Antichrist by powers and principalities, both human and demonic. We encourage you to tap into this new product found in our online store at olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Or call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. It will also be featured in our print and e-newsletters. Sign up online so you can better understand our times and contend for the faith.
The more poverty they can create worldwide by stealing the wealth from the rich nations and giving it to the poor or wasting it, they won't even give it to them because they don't want to help them either. But as they take that money, everyone gets poor. And in a country when everyone is getting poorer and poorer, they're very easy to control.
We hear much about the Great Reset being orchestrated by the World Economic Forum. Could this be the platform from which the Antichrist will arise? Is the stage being set? Jan Markell and Curtis Bowers discuss that in part two of today's programming on Understanding the Times Radio.
Democrats told us they wanted to beat Donald Trump. They spent more money than anyone ever has in any election in history to do that. But there was a lot more going on. Democrats didn't harness the full power of big tech and the billionaire class simply to make Joe Biden president. No. What they really wanted was total control over everything. No more democracy, no more dissent, permanent obedience from the rest of us. And they came shockingly close to getting that. If Democrats had won the White House and the Senate last night, the country as we know it would have ended. Not because Democrats have bad ideas, though they do, but because Democrats plan to impose an entirely new system on our country. Not an agenda, a system. With nothing to check their power, the left fully intended to eliminate the traditional American balances within our government, along with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that constrain their power. We're not overstating this. Joe Biden's party planned to turn our highest court into a partisan political weapon. They admitted that. They wrote magazine articles about how they planned to do it. Then they planned to pack the Congress of the United States, the legislative branch, by adding new states to our union, purely for the Senate seats. We're not speculating there either. They admitted that too. Then they planned to pack the electorate itself, the ultimate corruption in a democracy. 20 million foreign nationals added to our voter rolls overnight. That was their agenda. How would any of that improve the United States of America? Well, they never claimed that it would. Making this country better was never the point. The point was to create a permanent Democratic majority, a one-party state with complete control over the population.
And that was Fox News' Tucker Carlson. I'm going to say a word about Fox News in just a moment, but a point he was making there is that this is an effort to make our country a one-party nation. The consequences to that are staggering. I'm talking to Curtis Bowers for the hour. Let me just say a word about some of his products. We've carried the Agenda Twin Pack for a long time. It's in my online store, olivetreeviews.org. Views as in viewpoint, olivetreeviews.org. You can sign up for my various newsletters, print and e. Give my office a call, and we can get that item out to you very quickly. Get more acquainted with Curtis at agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. And then I strongly encourage you, you can have regular updates from him for just $5 a month, agendaweekly.com. I'm taking a lot of my talking points from his Agenda Weekly. That would be just $5 a month, agendaweekly.com, and you'll be kept apprised of the greatest movement here in the 21st century, and that's to take over our great nation and bring it into the communist bloc of nations. Curtis, let me just say a word and get your feedback here on the media. And we opened the program talking a little bit about the media and how that has gone south, including Fox News. You even said to me, Fox News is actually deadly. I want you to explain what you meant by that, because they got Tucker Carlson, who's just dead right on almost anything he says. I played that clip from Tucker He gets it. Laura gets it. Judge Jeanine gets it. But tell me why your opinion is so strong about Fox.
Because they're portrayed as if they're on our side. And yet 90% of their shows are not on our side or not pushing our opinion. They push our opinion sometimes when it's convenient because they know that's their niche is having it be, oh, this is kind of the alternative news source. But on every major thing that's happened, major events, they always side against us. Just like this election, they were the first ones to call states for Biden.
Right.
No one else even would. They were the first ones to say, oh, yeah, I guess Biden has won this. They betrayed us when they knew there's fraudulent stuff being researched all over. There's millions of people going, something's wrong here. And they were the first ones. And then all the other media outlets followed suit because they knew it would legitimize them. They could say, oh, we waited till Fox called it. Them being portrayed on our side when they're not most of the time, when it's very important. They have a couple of good shows on there. So that's great, like Tucker. But they as a whole are against us. There's an old saying, the blackest of all lies is a lie that's half truth. And that is them, in my opinion, because they're supposed to be on our side. When you're lied to someone, it's supposed to be on your side. It's deadly. It's like the example we were talking about, Jan. A pastor, if you come into a church and you're wanting the truth, and that pastor is deceptively telling you something wrong about the Bible, it's a blacker evil than anything else because you were supposed to be able to get the truth there. That's why we have to be so careful about Fox and start looking for other alternative news sources. That's why we started Agenda Weekly. I realized they need to be able to get the truth somewhere where they don't have to worry about, oh, is this part true or half true? And that's why it's so important because information is so important.
One of the 45 communist goals is to infiltrate the press. And of course, they've done so very, very effectively. And radio and television and movies, all of Hollywood. That was part of their 45 communist goals, very successfully done.
That's right, because what do all those things do? The papers, the radio, TV, and motion pictures, they influence us. So when you have control of the influencers of society, then you control people because every person, whether they're a conservative or whether they're a liberal, they make decisions based on the information they have. So if you're able to make sure they only have your information, you can get them to act any way you want. Because you are controlling the stuff that they're going to use to make their decisions. So that's why they're after the church, because they realize that's the last leg of the stool that is a huge influencer. We got to take the church down, because if we can control the church, then we'll have all the institutions of influence, because we already have education, then they'll have everything, and that's why that's a vital battle. But the media is key. They have succeeded in doing what they planned on doing.
There are lots of online sources, folks, that are reliable. And I know I hear from some of you, you don't want to go near technology. You can't be up to date, folks, without it. You just can't. Online, there's Breitbart, there's WorldNet Daily, Daily Wire, Conservative Review, that's Mark Levin's outfit, David Horowitz's Front Page Mag, Gateway Pundit, Bill Koenig's Watch.org, Newsmax.com. The Epoch Times, both online and hard copy. For that matter, Olive Tree Ministries, we post headlines 6 days a week at olivetreeviews.org. I know I've missed some, and I know you folks will apprise me of all those I've missed, but that's just a short list of where you can find truth. So it's available, but 99% of what's reliable is online, and that's just where you have to go to get the truth. Curtis, let me just head over to this World Economic Forum. They are promoting a utopia on Earth, and you had an excellent update on it on your AgendaWeekly.com, one of your presentations that is on YouTube, by the way. The Promoting Utopia on Earth, the Great Reset. And here's just a real short clip by Pastor Brandon Holthouse, Rock Harbor Church, Bakersfield, California, because he's going to set the stage here for just a short discussion, Curtis, that you and I will have.
A presidency of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will usher in the Great Reset. Not that they are doing it specifically, but they will allow it to happen to the United States because these globalists, these international bankers, these leaders from around the world are wanting to do what they call a Great Reset. The term Great Reset comes from the World Economic Forum. What they want to do, they want to bring in global imperial communalism. I'll explain that later what that means. Basically, it's a global government, a global currency, and not a currency that's going to deal with coins or cash, but a digital global currency. They want to usher in what we would call the old phrase, a new world order. I'm going to unpack that today, and maybe this will extend into part two as well. So it will be important to understand that if Biden and Harris get in to our presidency, then everything will go supersonic speed towards this globalism, towards this great reset. And you and I will have to see this. We'll have to endure this. Now, the rapture could happen at any point in time. We believe in a pre-tribulational rapture, but we could still see a lot of things in the setup for what's going to happen in the tribulation and what's going to happen with the Antichrist and the one world currency, one world globalism, and all that. If we're around for this, this next year will be put on supersonic speed to get to a global imperial communalism. We need to prepare for that. We need to prepare spiritually for that. We need to prepare mentally, emotionally, and even physically for this, because it is evil. It is no good. It is counter to what God wants. Here's the thing. It's counter to what God wants, but he is allowing it because it's pushing the whole prophetic scenario to the Great Tribulation.
Let's talk about it for a moment, Curtis, because as you have outlined, and frankly, I have on this program previously, and I don't think we can talk about it too much, it's seeking total control, one world government. Folks, that is right out of Revelation 13. It is on the horizon. Personally, I believe the church vanishes before that, but that is not the purpose of this hour's discussion. They say in their statement, this is the World Economic Forum, Curtis, this is stunning. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. That is communism. The World Economic Forum, now you can call it either globalist or communist. I think there's a convergence of the two. What say you?
Yes, well, the globalist one world government will have to be totalitarian. That's the only way you can truly have a world government where everyone is under your control. Their own video saying, here's what we're shooting for by 2030. Now, 2030 is 10 years from now.
That's right.
Yeah, the first one you mentioned, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. And America will not be the leading superpower in the world anymore. To show you their vision of the future, just 10 years from now, you can see it is totalitarian. You can see it is communistic because, again, there's no more private property. Fossil fuels will be history. Then you're dependent on their little grid system of solar panels and windmills, which cannot produce enough electricity for everybody. You're literally in the third world country. I have friends that are missionaries in Nepal, and the power goes out there 3 or 4 hours every day because they can't create enough electricity to provide for the things. They want America in that position. Here's why, though. When you're in that position, and maybe some of you haven't traveled and some of you have the third world countries, when you're in a survival mode of worrying about, I got to get food today because our fridges don't work anymore because they don't have electricity, you're not rising up against anything. You're just surviving. You're just looking for the next meal, trying to protect your children. The more poverty they can create worldwide by stealing the wealth from the rich nations and giving it to the poor or wasting it, they won't even give it to them because they don't want to help them either. But as they take that money, everyone gets poor. And in a country, when everyone is getting poorer and poorer, they're very easy to control. That's why no one rose up in the Soviet Union. Because they have to wait in line for 5 hours a day just to get their loaf of bread for that day. It's total dependency, which is their ultimate goal. Everyone is so dependent on them, no one would say a word against them. So it gives them total control, but it's one that they think they can attain in 10 years, which is not very long from now.
No. The Green New Deal would be a part of this then, if the left gets into office here in January. We could be looking at the Green New Deal, am I right?
Absolutely. If this fraud is able to exist and Biden gets in there and then they have the real program in June there where they're going to lay out the entire agenda, how to get to where they want to go in 10 years, Biden will be on board 100%. Mm-hmm. I was watching some of their videos and they even have him featured on some of the World Economic Forum videos. That's where we're going if this fraud is allowed to stand. But here's some good news for you. Americans voted overwhelmingly, we don't want this. And there's like, yes, you did. And all the facts are showing, no, no, no. Trump won in a landslide. He got between 10 to 14 million more votes than he did in 2016. And they're saying he lost. That's where we are.
picked up a little article here just a few days ago on Zero Hedge. It's another good online source, folks, Zero Hedge. Headline, Klaus Schwab. He happens to be the head of the World Economic Forum. Great Reset will lead to fusion of our physical, digital, and biological identity. I'll read one paragraph. Globalist Klaus Schwab made it clear that transhumanism is an integral part of the Great Reset when he said that the fourth industrial revolution would lead to a fusion of our physical, digital, and biological identity, which in his book he clarifies is, get this, listen up, implantable microchips that can read your thoughts. Folks, that's not just George Orwell. That's Revelation 13 and other parts of Revelation, where the Antichrist will have the power, I believe. The church will be gone, but for those that are enduring the tribulation, microchips that can read your thoughts. That's what's a part of the agenda of the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset. So when you hear people talking about this Great Reset and how wonderful it is, don't believe it. This is going to be hell on earth. Curtis, and I'm talking to Curtis Bowers here for the entire hour. Learn more at agendadocumentary.com. Western values ended. This is World Economic Forum. Judeo-Christian values would be gone. No borders, of course. Well, how is that going to work out, folks? No borders. This is a living nightmare. I'm sorry. This World Economic Forum and the Great Reset. I cannot stress how horrific this is.
Right. In their video, you can go to their website and watch.
Yes, you can.
The Industrial Revolution. It says we'll hardly be able to tell the difference between human and machine. They're literally talking about the transhumanism where we will be so computerized with the implants. And they say that like it's a wonderful thing. The reason this group has the capability of doing this is, what's the very name? The World Economic Forum. Everyone cares about the economy. So if they're telling us how to prosper more, and that's what they're acting like, this is going to help us all prosper doing what they say. It's easier to sell to people than the United Nations, where they've come with all these things with no real agenda except global government, and everyone's suspicious a little bit about the UN anyway. No, this is the World Economic Forum. I just feel this is the group that will be successful in making these ideas seem like they're good and be accepted worldwide. That's why we need to be paying attention to what they're doing and then standing against it, because one of the key things they had is Western values will have hit their breaking point, which means they're gone.
Judeo-Christian values.
Yeah, that's the only thing that made America what America was. The Judeo-Christian values are what gave us the greatest civilization in the history of the world, because man was free to use his talents to provide for his family and to do whatever God asked him to do. There was freedom. There was protection from abuse from governments or people, because we had law and order. Had done more for mankind than anything since Adam and Eve. And that has to go in their system, because you cannot have that kind of freedom with the kind of control they want to have over us. That's how serious this is, and that's why we have to fight and stand for what is right. This battle is worth standing for and fighting for, whatever the cost, because we do not want to go where they want to take us.
I think we need to be an equal opportunity offender here, Curtis Bowers. We're talking about some of the shenanigans on the Democrat Party, the globalist agenda, the elitists. There are some on the right who are just fine with some of the things we're talking about, the Green New Deal and some other things. There are Republicans that would go along with this World Economic Forum in a heartbeat.
That's right. And so we've got to identify those people and get them out of office and get good people in that don't want anything to do with that globalist vision of the world. We've got 75 million people now on our side, so we need to organize and stand against this thing and fund good candidates. Maybe some of you listening need to pray about that. God, would you have me run for an office? We want the people that don't want to do that. They're doing it out of duty. I always tell people at my meetings, too, we need to be asking God, what would you have me to do? And when he says, I want you to run, even if that's not appealing to you, you're the person we want. Because you're not in there for the name tag. You're in there because you thought it was the right thing to do. We need to keep standing against this and boot out all of the establishment Republicans, the rhinos, out of that party and turn it back to being glorifying to God in every part of it, more pushing biblical principles in every part of it, just standing for truth and righteousness. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. When you are standing for the truth and against evil or deception or lies, in reality, you're standing for Jesus because he loves the truth, because he is the truth. So this is a noble cause when we stand against fraud and corruption. It's what we're put on earth here to do. He told us we were the light. Well, what does light do? It dispels the darkness. And we were the salt. What does salt do? It preserves the society. We've lacked doing that for so long. We've had huge consequences, but we need to repent and turn back and say, God, what would you have me to do now? I'm ready to fight and stand for the truth. Even if there's a price in doing that, I'm still willing to do it because it's what's right.
Another interesting angle here, still on the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset, is they think they can create a world without evil. That to me was hilarious, but tragically hilarious. They don't understand the sinful nature. They think that their world of utopia, their world of perfection, they're going to have a planet with no evil. That is end time delusion, strong delusion.
Yes. One lady said, I want a world where all our kids are free to go wherever they want and they'll be safe. What kind of delusion is that? Do you think there wouldn't be people preying on children and things? They're always going to be. And there's always going to be murders and thieves and all those things because we are sinful to our core. The closest thing to a utopia on earth, which we'll never get there, is the more people that turn and accept Jesus Christ and are regenerated, and then they know there's a God they'll give an account to one day. That's the best way. And that's why America was as close to heaven on earth as you can get for so long, because the majority of people did fear God. And they did want to obey his commandments. And they're turning us from that thinking we can create a utopia without God involved. You can't. Here's a reality that's an important point to understand. Every single person on this earth is a slave. You're either a slave to your flesh and sin, or you're a slave to Jesus Christ. That's the reality of that. So the solution to create a more peaceful, wonderful world is to turn more people to Jesus Christ where they are serving him. They are his slaves. They are under his authority. And that's going to push things in that direction where you stand for law and order, where people are doing what's right because they know they'll give an account. And the more you allow men that are sinful to run things and they're corrupt, then the whole culture is pulled down into that despotism that is produced from that.
Well, that will happen during the tribulation, folks. That's a time up ahead. We don't know how soon that's going to hit the world. The church does not go through that tribulation. But again, that is not the emphasis of this hour. But I did want to hit heavily the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset, because it plays into this whole communist effort. There are only a handful of countries that are free today. America, obviously, is the prize that's been their prize for over 100 years. I think, Curtis, that right now my audience is shaking their head and they're saying, what can I do to make a difference? Because obviously, we can vote. We can even storm Washington, D.C., and I think you even suggested maybe we have to do that. 10, 20, 30 million people have to do that. But let's give my audience a little bit of marching orders here, what they can do.
We're in a situation now where we're waiting to see. They're gathering evidence. They're going to present this fraud, and we're going to see what happens from that. You always have your ear to the ground listening, a rally or something I can go to show support. I encourage people to just write a letter of encouragement to the president, the old snail mail with a stamp and go to the post office. It encourages them because they need encouragement too. We need to be praying. When God puts you in situations in life where there's really nothing you can do, there's nothing at this point that's going to be that effective at doing something, that's the time we're supposed to fall to our knees and say, God, you can always do something, and we're asking you to do something here. I pray every night with my family, God, please expose the evil. Help the stone to return upon them. Help the darkness to be exposed, and where people see the overwhelming fraud. And everyone can see, oh, wow, that really did happen. So that justice can be upheld and that God will have mercy on us. But we need to admit, God, I know you doing that would be an act of mercy on us. And I know in a lot of ways we don't deserve that because we have so neglected obeying your commandments and your statutes and your principles, but you are a merciful God, and we are asking you for mercy, and he loves us so much. Those of you that are born again listening, he loves you so much, and I know many times in history we've seen him do far more for very few people when they said, God, help us. So I'm asking you, get on your knees, say, God, help us, and you have your children doing that, and your church is doing that. And then what's great about that when we're in these horrible situations where we feel helpless is if we see the victory come, we know 100% it was of the Lord. And so he gets all the credit. When Moses held up his rod and the Red Sea parted, not one Israelite thought, well, how'd that happen? They knew, oh my goodness, God parted the Red Sea for us. That's what we got to do. So I encourage you, but you're not alone. The left always wants you to make you feel like you're all by yourself. You're not alone. And our side is energized. If God chooses not to answer those prayers and the fraud is able to stand, that just means the battle is heating up. The advantage of that is it's hard to be complacent and apathetic to things when there's a battle going on. So it might be just what we need to really energize our side and engage them. And I don't know what's next, but God does. So we have to trust one day at a time to be faithful and stand for what is right. Psalm 37, that's the chapter to
yes.
go to.
Yes.
Anytime you're discouraged, anytime you're overwhelmed by all this evidence, you go to Psalm 37. It says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, and so shall thou inherit the land. Just know, my God is in control. What we can do as Christians is be as pleasing to him as possible, and then asking him like a loving father that he is, Father, would you help us, please? Would you give us another 4 years to raise this next generation, to get our children back on our side, to teach them a biblical worldview? Would you do that just to show how powerful you are? And he can do that. I know that he can. And I'm praying that he will. I know, Jan, we both study so much of this stuff that can be very discouraging. It's easy to get discouraged. But I feel in my heart, and I'm not making a prophetic, I feel like God is doing something. The fact that so much of the evil has been exposed when normally it never gets exposed, they're digging in and they're finding so much evidence that this thing was corrupt from the software, all the polling places, all the corruption. And if he were to expose that, which we know he loves doing, it would just be a blessing to us. And I feel like he's going to do that. And I do not know that. Just in my heart, I'm seeing God's hand all over. I'm seeing his people praying more to him. And I see us in a desperate situation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he loves that. He loves when you're up against the Red Sea and there's nothing you can do. We'll see what happens. Either way, he is still God. He is on his throne. He can be trusted. But we need to be calling out to him with a humble and repentant heart and asking him, God, what would you have me to do? And would you please have mercy on us? And he can do that.
Curtis, are you still doing some meetings in churches or public meetings? I know you're trying to focus a little bit more online, and that's a little less wear and tear through AgendaWeekly.com and all. But are you still doing some travel and ministering in various venues?
Yes, when we're available to, and there's different conferences, we were still doing some of that with Agenda Weekly, trying to have influence from home to arm our side with the truth of this is what's going on and this is what you can do. But yes, when we have opportunities, we try to do that as well.
I bet that this election wasn't a total shock to you. What happened is a part of their agenda. This couldn't be a total surprise.
No, even on my Agenda Weekly podcast the week before the election,
yes.
I said exactly what did happen. Not because I am a prophet. I've just been watching things that go
yeah.
on. I say Trump is going to win in a landslide unless there's fraud. And we know there's going to be fraud because for 4 years, they've been trying to get him out of office
mm-hmm.
since the day he was elected. And so we know they're not going away ever. They're in this battle for keeps. They want to take this country down, and they will not stop until they
That's
have succeeded.
Right. Yes.
So it doesn't surprise me at all. What surprises me is that we were able to identify enough of it where we might actually have a case to overturn it.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the greatest blessing ever. But no, this is who they are. When your moral standard is whatever gets me what I want is moral, you will do anything. That's who we're up against if you don't understand that, people listening. The Marxist ideology says whatever gets me, whatever I want is moral, then you know they're going to do anything to win. There's no holds barred. There's
that's
no,
right.
like, oh, you can't
exactly
do this.
Right.
And that's what we're up against. And that's why we have to stand now more than ever, because this enemy is the face of evil.
Folks, if you want to better understand this, get the Agenda DVD twin pack that we carry, olivetreeviews.org. Give my office a call. Oh, we have sold a ton, not because I'm peddling the product all the time, but because those who get it pass it on to hundreds and hundreds of others, because it's so informative about this agenda that's been going on for 100 years, sort of culminating here in the month of November. at least in America. And again, agendaweekly.com for $5 a month. You can be updated on a regular basis by Curtis Bowers. Curtis, thank you for all you're doing. I am out of time. I want to go out of the program here saying just a paragraph, because we can talk about government, and frankly, I have here for weeks, about government that doesn't work very well. There is coming an event that is going to lead to perfect government. Believers have a blessed hope. That would be the rapture of the church. What follows that will be a terrible 7-year tribulation on earth from which the church is absent. And that is followed by perfect government. For the government will be upon his shoulders. Jesus Christ will rule from Jerusalem for 1,000 years. This is known as the millennium. And finally, government will work and evildoers will be crushed. Folks, I want to thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
Jesus Redeemer, mighty to save.
You can watch our programming in its video form on our website, olivetreeviews.org, under radio. You can also watch it on our YouTube channel and on his channel, Christian Television. You encourage us when you write us through our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. We get our mail when you write to Jan Markell and Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. Remember that nothing catches God by surprise. He has engraved you on the palm of his hands, and everything is falling into place.